Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So much to say on the show today that at some point I might just break out and start talking in tongues. I don't know if that's a thing. It's kind of biblical, you know, but it just might happen. I'm not sure what's about to happen here, but I am ready to go. I was also thinking, if you're Lincoln Riley, do you wake up in the middle of the night now? Maybe in a cold sweat, wondering which league you're going to be coaching in. You were in the Big 12, right? You coached in the Big 12. You were going to go to the SEC, except you left. You're going to coach in the Pac-12, except you're leaving that too eventually for the Big 10. You ever wonder if you're Lincoln Riley where you're at? Like, which dimension am I in right now? Anyways, let's get going. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. That's every Friday. We'll talk Alabama with him. And, yeah, we'll talk whether or not Alabama's leaving for the Big Ten. Yeah, that's exactly what we'll talk about. And later, Brad will be with us out in Vegas. And that's handicapping, although we have a topic here that's probably going to dominate 95% of the show today. Remember a couple of weeks ago I brought this up. I said, I wonder if we're going to get another summer A-bomb. Like last summer, the Texas and OU news that hit a little bit later in July. And by the way, it's July 1 now. But that news hit during the SEC meetings. It made it all the way through the Big 12 meetings, did not leak out at all there in Dallas, and then got to the SEC, and then it leaked. And that was a huge bit of news. What happened yesterday was seismic with Southern Cal and UCLA and the announcement that they're heading to the Big Ten. By the way, the first year will be 2024, so they've got two more years left in the Pac-12. Seismic. I thought the scare during the summer of 2010, which, if you'll recall, had OU, Texas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State going west, and that was legit. It ended up not happening, but it was legit, the threat. And schools like Manhattan, Kansas, Waco, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, schools like that, what are you going to do? Remember, that was a scary time for some. We're back there. This blast from yesterday is absolutely seismic. The Earth's tectonic plates, y'all, are rubbing really hard, and there's a lot of molten lava coming out of it. Some will do really well. Some won't do very well. And there's a lot of areas for me to backfill on this show today about this topic. Let me begin just with a couple of general points of view. This is a brilliant situation for the Big Ten. And you got to remember, I have blasted the Big Ten for the punk move they pulled a couple of years ago, canceling their football season. look like fools ended up coming back and playing some games, right? Pac-12 copied them because the Pac-12's got the courage of a jellyfish, okay? But this situation right here is a brilliant setup for the Big Ten. Because the Big Ten's got 1 year left on their current TV deal. And they're negotiating right now with ESPN ABC, CBS, which is losing their SEC inventory Saturday afternoons in a couple of years. They've got a big gap there. Talking with NBC. NBC wants in this thing, y'all. NBC wants a Saturday night primetime game. Lots of money. Amazon, huge. Big tech is also in negotiations here with the Big Ten. With competition, what do you get? Way more money. The Big Ten is sitting here, y'all. Let me just give you a fantasy setup. In a couple of years, you could have your Fox noon Big Ten game, CBS mid-afternoon game, and an NBC primetime game. Big Ten. And they're in negotiations right now with now Los Angeles, Southern Cal, the biggest brand you could have in the Pac-12, and UCLA. You've now got Los Angeles in your negotiations. It was thought to be their new TV deal, which is not even done, worth $1 billion a year. This only helps that, whatever the number might be, $1 billion plus, whatever it ends up being. Word is that actually Fox reached out to the Big Ten. You got to remember, Fox and the Big Ten are related. Fox owns about half the Big Ten. Fox has a lot of Big Ten Network execs now at Fox. Fox also has a lot of USC, Southern Cal Trojans, corporate people. There was some talk that maybe Southern Cal reached out first. There's some semantics there, but in some form or fashion, Southern Cal slash Fox brought this to the Big Ten. The Big Ten did not start this. The Big Ten's the recipient of it because they're big and bad. They are. There's a big two. There's the Big Ten. There's the SEC. But this is a brilliant setup. You could not be in a better position than the Big Ten is right now in TV negotiations, which this is all this is about, is TV money with only 1 year left on your current deal, and you're sitting there with so much power, it's ridiculous. And Southern Cal and UCLA have been approved. That's not a rumor. It has been approved. They'll be playing. Two summers from right now, we'll be talking about them in the Big Ten. It's a brilliant setup for them. And give them some credit. I don't know if they lucked into this or not, but luck is okay. Luck is good. And college sports, but this is all about football. Excuse me, is reeling right now because the collateral damage is what everybody's also talking about. Now, let me get this out of the way and let me check the clock because you know me, the host of the show never checks the clock. The biggest brand out there right now, by far, is Notre Dame. That's sitting there. And the question is, Bill, what's Notre Dame do? Do they join up with the ACC, which is very weak right now? And they're stuck with a crap contract that goes through 2036. Do they join the Big Ten? Geographically, they're in the Big Ten. Do they join up there where Southern Cal Notre Dame becomes a league game? Do they do nothing? What do they do, Bill? Well, first of all, this notion that they have to do something is totally inaccurate. They don't have to do anything. Does that mean they won't do anything? No. But they don't have to do anything. And I would think that right now with the power they have, for example, the ACC has no power over them. They have power over the ACC. The ACC desperately needs Notre Dame to announce at some point, we're joining you in football too. Desperately could use that news. Notre Dame knows this. ACC knows this. Big Ten would love to have Notre Dame. Notre Dame could stay independent. Not sure what's going to happen there. That is unclear. That is the brand that is the monstrosity out there right now with lots of choices, lots of angles they could take on this. If you are on the flip side, Washington State or Oregon State, you have no idea what you're doing right now. Meaning you don't know what your future is. You don't know what the money's going to be like. You're not attractive. Nobody's coming to get you. Stuck in a league that is dying at the moment, the Pac-12. You know what's ironic? Southern Cal joined the Pac, whatever it was named back then, in 1922. Did you know that? 1922 is when they joined. The league actually was formed in 1915, before the SEC. The SEC was formed in 1933 in a little hotel up in Knoxville that's still there. 1915. So they were not a charter member, but pretty close. I mean, a couple of years, right? 1922, 100 years later, it's announced in late June, last day of June, the biggest brand you can have out there, Southern Cal, is leaving. That would be like Ohio State saying they're leaving the Big Ten. That'd be like Alabama, the biggest brand, saying we're leaving. That'd be like Texas saying they're leaving, which they've already said they're leaving. That's how big that is. That is an absolute, for this new commissioner in the Pac-12, what an absolute catastrophe he's dealing with right now. I'm not trying to be sensational. I'm telling you, for many, it is time to panic. I've told you on this show many times, I'm not going to say panic unless it's really time to panic. And we're there. For some, we're there. Anyways, lots to get to. Gosh. We'll get the break. Come right back. Friday edition, Omni.
Good morning. Actually, it looks pretty good right now here through Mount Julian. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County headed towards Nashville on I-40. Still holding up as far as really bad interstate accidents. Now, they're working a wreck over in Donaldson, 500 block at Donaldson Pike, and putting the final touches on a wreck South Nashville, 13,000 OHB. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. They have other flavors. Check them all out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. Online at thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company, looking forward to seeing you.
Do you find your yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/strikeandspare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. I know many of us suffer anxiety when going to the dentist, but you need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry, where all my family gets their dental care from. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. And what's great about the Vivos method is that it's not only provided for adults, but it's also offered for kids. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. Once again, that's 615-866-2129. Or you can follow them on social media or online at bitedds.com.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
I got to tell you something. It's kind of a self-embarrassing story. I'm just hanging out with my mom, and she's watching My 600-Pound Life.
Great show.
The woman was 670 pounds, and her boyfriend, I'm like, no way, looks like me.
The Afternoon Stretch. Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
This is such a fascinating topic, and I've lived it for many years. The summer of 2010 was a lot of fun. It was scary for many. And now we fast forward to now, and wow. Let's go back and review. The biggest brand out there, period, regardless of what league you want to talk about, is Notre Dame. Meaning, that's not in a league or that is coveted by far, Notre Dame. Now, let's go out west, though. The biggest brands left by far are Washington and Oregon. They're attractive. There's a lot of talk that maybe they're next to the Big Ten. The Pac-12 is already crumbling. That right there is the second nuclear bomb. You've already dropped one. This is the second one, if this were to happen, which it could. If you're Washington and Oregon, do you want the $100 million a year by virtue of Big Ten affiliation or whatever the Pac-12 can scrape together now without Southern Cal? Without that brand name, Southern Cal, the answer is pretty easy. You want the big money. Big Ten can do whatever they want right now. They can take those two. They can take more if they want. I don't really know if I buy into they may take four more or whatever it could be. I'm not sure I buy. Maybe they do. But as of right now, those are the two I would be looking at like today. This stuff is moving fast. Don't predict that it happens today. It might. But those are the two. If you want to zero in on two schools and say what's next, it would be Oregon and UW, Washington, and Notre Dame. But again, Notre Dame, I don't think there's any rush there necessarily. Not with them. Now, if you're Florida State, if you're Clemson, if you're Miami, and I'm just throwing a few out, you've got to get the hell out. Yeah, whatever the penalty is, and remember, there's a penalty to get out of your grant of rights, and it's a lot of money. Whatever it is, you do it. You got to get out. I don't know what the opportunity is. Frankly, the SEC doesn't really have to move fast here. The SEC can just sit here and observe the landscape and carefully monitor what's next, if anything. Doesn't have to be something's next, but what's next? If you are Florida State, Clemson, Miami, you are on the phone trying to get into the Big Two somewhere. Obviously, Florida State and the Big Ten are not going to merge. Clemson, Big Ten, no. They're SEC schools. If anything, Miami could. Now, you may see that's awkward geographically. Well, look, West Coast teams are going to have to take Olympic sports into the Big Ten, right? What about Rutgers visiting Southern Cal? That's way more geographically weird. So geography doesn't matter right now. If Miami moved their campus to Cuba, it wouldn't matter. I don't necessarily see a Miami-Big Ten connection either. I'm just saying, don't fall for any geographical limitations. That's a joke these days. You've got to find your way into the Big Two, and obviously you fit more in one than the other. And you've been on the phone, I'm sure, the entire time. Now's not the time to get your summer vacation. If you're at Florida State and Clemson and Miami and these schools, and let's say you're from the athletic department, you work for the AD, you're the AD, and you had a vacation plan this week, I would tell the wife, sorry, you're going to hate me. We're not going anywhere. Yeah, we're not going anywhere. Vacation has been canceled. We're about to lose the shirt off our back if we're not careful here. Let me also put in perspective what we're looking at. With the Big Ten and their new TV deal, which is yet to be consummated, but will be consummated for billions of dollars, Purdue, Minnesota, Rutgers will be making $80 to $100 million a year, Florida State and Clemson, $30 to $35 million a year. Northwestern will be making $90, $100, $80, whatever the number is. Some say it's going to be $100. Whatever that number is, per year. Folks, this is just TV money. This is not tickets sold. This is not donations from boosters. This is league affiliation money. This is not beer sales. This is the check you get because you're in the country club. Northwestern, Purdue, Minnesota, Indiana, Rutgers get $100 million a year. Florida State, Miami, Clemson get $30 to $35 million a year. And frankly, they're stuck with that. They've got a contract that goes another 15 years. That was the newest ESPN ACC network negotiations a couple of years ago when that happened. You're stuck. Fox has to replace their lost revenue with Texas and OU. Got to remember. And Fox is heavily affiliated, obviously, with ownership in the Big Ten and lots of Southern Cal corporate presence, too. SEC has their new ESPN ABC package that kicks in 2 years, which replaces the CBS package. The CBS package is worth, and it's got, what, 2 more years, $55 million a year. The new one is $300 million. That kicks in 2 years. So you'll see the SEC on ABC on Saturday afternoons at 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. Now CBS has a gap. They're going to spend a lot of money. NBC wants a primetime presence to go along with their Notre Dame package. They'd love to put the Big Ten on primetime on a Saturday night. Love to do this. The Big Ten is sitting here just literally bathing in money. futuristic money. They're already making a ton of money, but much more money. This number that the Big Ten and the SEC is getting now was somewhere around 50 to 55. It's about to be 80 to 100 million. Everybody else is left with crumbs. That's what's going on here, y'all. It's been trending. This is not new. The SEC and the Big Ten separating out. That is not new news at all. That's actually old news. The sonic boom of the nuclear bomb out in California yesterday is new. Now the Big Ten has Los Angeles to negotiate. Frankly, I'm sure they've already been negotiating that. That's not, for them, yesterday wasn't new news. For everybody else, it was. Let me tell you something. The Pac-12 commissioner did not know this was happening. Oregon, Washington, Oregon State, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado. They did not know this was happening. Utah had no idea. They weren't prepared for this. Matter of fact, actually, they did not want this out this soon. This got leaked faster than the OU Texas thing. Remember, we got all the way to several weeks into July last year before the Texas OU thing, which was very top secret too, before that leaked out. This one got leaked faster than they wanted. It's not going to change anything. They just would prefer not a whole lot of extraneous noise, and now everything's noisy, right? They did not want this out that soon, but you've got two superpower leagues that might build up even more. You've got Notre Dame sitting there, and then you have a bunch of other schools grabbing for what chips are left up under the couch cushion. And the SEC and the Big Ten are not in any mood to feel sorry for anybody else. It's a big mess. It's a big mess if you're not the Big Ten or the SEC. Colorado, what, 2011, left the Big 12 a year after the summer scare. Nebraska left too. Now, Nebraska financially is in fantastic shape. They're in the Big Ten. They're not playing well on the field, but they're financially bathing in money. Colorado thumbing their noses at the Big 12. See ya. We fit more out here anyways than your Big 12, Big 8 Southwest Conference blueprint, footprint. What's Colorado going to do? You think Colorado would get on their knees and crawl back to the Dallas headquarters and say, can we come back? Seriously. What's Colorado going to do? The two Arizona schools, now they're more attractive than Oregon State and Washington State, but where are they going to go? Would they end up in the Big 12? Or the Mountain West or whatever? There's a lot to consider here, y'all. I mean, there's a ton to consider. I'll take a call or two and see where it goes. Jordan up in West Lafayette, Indiana. What's up, sir?
Well, Bill, I would say good morning from Big Ten country, but that doesn't quite narrow it down as much as it used to.
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Are you in Compton, California? You could be anywhere right now.
Exactly. Instead, I'm in the cornfields of West Lafayette, Indiana. But I had a question for you, Bill. Obviously, this helps Purdue financially. I don't know if it necessarily helps them from a competitive standpoint on the field. But I wanted to ask, you know, for schools like Purdue, Illinois, Minnesota, that are more of like the mid-tier jobs in the Big Ten,
yeah.
Do you think this helps the head coaching jobs there become more desirable just with the sheer money? And the same goes for the SEC, too, if we're going to the two super conference model.
It can only help. Those are already attractive jobs. I mean, in the big scheme of things, not everything is, and you know this, Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia, it's Michigan. Those jobs are all attractive. They all pay quite well. Coach Brom's making what, $6 million?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean that's ridiculous money for anybody. They're already attractive. Now, does this make them more attractive? Maybe, because you're separating out the haves and the have-nots even more now. So maybe. But the money's already there for these guys.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. This is pretty wild. I mean, the Big Ten can't be done yet, right? They're going to keep trying to add, aren't they?
It depends on what Fox thinks. This is being run by Fox and then on the other side, ESPN. Now, it's in conjunction with the league, right? But, I mean, these ESPN and the SEC are one in the same, right? Fox and the Big Ten are one in the same. So not only do you have the big two, but you also have some competition there about the money a little bit. Maybe not TV rights money, but just who's better. And then you have the Fox versus ESPN rivalry, which is legit. And all the leaks seem to indicate this is not done.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes, but hey, I'm glad Purdue's on the inside of this.
You're
rather
safe
than on the outside looking
you
in.
Could not be more safe.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Bill. Looking forward to hearing everything you have to say, and enjoy the holiday weekend.
Yeah, man. You too. I was just minding my business yesterday. I get a DM from Ole Miss Evie. It's, Bill, is this legit? Southern Cal UCLA going to the Big Ten. And then I saw who reported it. John Wilner is with the San Jose Mercury News. He is the best Pac-12 West Coast college football reporter. He's legit. When I saw whose name was on it, I knew it was real. Yeah, I knew it was legit. That guy has been out in front of that region for many, many years. Knows his stuff inside and out. And I hadn't even seen it. You guys were tweeting me. I hadn't even seen it yet. I was probably 30 minutes late on that. But, and in retrospect, are you really surprised? Did you ever think we would get to this point? Here's the problem. The Pac-12 is so poorly run. And years ago, they hired as their commissioner Larry Scott, who basically torched the joint. He put about $5 to $8 million a year in his pocket, lived in lavish offices up in Northern California, and sat and watched the whole thing crumble. They finally got rid of him after keeping him way too long, and the damage is already done. This new guy, George Klyakov, has no idea what mess he's dealing with. No idea. Anyways, we'll get a break. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. Brad, hour three. Plenty to review here as we sift through this big nuclear attack we just witnessed. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic build down through Wilson County on Mount Juliet area right now. Belinda Parkway right at the interstate. Still looks good as far as interstate accidents out here. We've seen tons of radar already, and you're going to see more and more of that. Now, they're still working that wreck at John Lewis Way at Broadway. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring. Log on to princesshotchicken.com today and check out that menu. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, Dad, you gotta get help.
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
It's the Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
AAU school. That's not the AAU travel basketball. This is the prestigious academic association. There's only about 60-something schools in it. UCLA and USC are in it. Remember, they kicked Nebraska out about 10 years ago. Nebraska was in it. When they joined the Big Ten, I believe briefly they were in it. They'd been in it prior, and then they got booted out. But every school in the Big Ten, including Southern Cal, UCLA, in 24. They're all a member of the AAU. That's another item you have to keep in mind when the Big Ten expands further, if indeed they do expand further. Now, there's some good questions here on Twitter that I think are very apropos to the moment we're in. Rob in the 540, he's in Virginia. Bill, should we assume the alliance between the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12 just took a dirt nap? The alliance was a joke from the beginning of the alliance. Remember, we're going to handshake this thing. We're going to get together, and we're going to stand up to the meanie that is the SEC. SEC thinks they can just walk down the beach, kick sand into the face of everybody, just right in your face. You just put lotion on, too. So now it's caked on your face. We're going to stand up to them. Well, first of all, the Pac-12, again, which has the spine of a jellyfish, and that spine is disappearing. They don't even have that anymore. Just got a knife in the back from who they thought was their buddy, the Big Ten. Thought we were buddies. Every decision you make, we agree with. When you cancel, remember a couple of years ago when the Big Ten, you canceled, said no football this year, y'all. We canceled 20 minutes later. Yes, big brother. Yes, master. We will follow you. Oh, you're jumping off the mountain? We'll jump with you. That's the Pac-12. The alliance was a joke, is a joke, is not a thing. The alliance has as much power as Pee Wee Herman in a weightlifting contest in the heavyweight division. Here's another good question. Young Calvin, Bill, how many Rutgers, Penn State, Purdue fans, etc. can afford to fly to UCLA for a regular season game? Says Bill, it makes no sense. They don't care about that at all. The TV execs at Fox and ESPN and the SEC and the Big Ten don't give a rip who can fly to LA or wherever. That's not a thing. That's not a calculation. That's not a, boy, we're going to make it tough on their travel. How they get there or if they don't get there ain't a thing. $100 million a year per team is the thing. That's all that matters here. People's travel problems is not an item. If I'm Notre Dame, if you're a Notre Dame fan right now and you're wondering what's happening, just keep in mind you have Jack Swarbrick in charge. I would trust that more than I would trust anything else. Whatever they decide to do, whether it's do nothing, which is possible, don't think it's a lock. They may end up in a league now, but don't think it's a lock. They could end up in the Big Ten. Is the Big Ten now where you want to be? Another question, and who brought it up, trying to give you credit? Oh, Noah Fan in the 863 down in Florida. Bill, if the ACC were to get Notre Dame, do they renegotiate the TV deal? Oh, 100%. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's the point. Now having that brand in your league is obviously important, but the brand is important because of the money, right? Absolutely. That deal you've got through 36 gets redone. And ESPN would know this. If they've had legit discussions, meaning Notre Dame and the ACC, if they've had legit discussions, then the money and what it would look like has already been broached. If you're Notre Dame, would you rather be in the Big Ten? Now, I know you're going to say, well, Bill, it's pretty easy. You're in the Big Ten, you get $100 million a year, and yeah, but it's a brutal league. If it's about money, but let's just say in Notre Dame's case, it's also about what's the best way for your football team's health. You'd be way better off in the ACC. Now, what would your payout be? If Notre Dame joined the ACC, I bet you could get a new deal that would get each team. Now, it depends on what's left in that league. If Florida State and Miami and Clemson have already bailed, first of all, Notre Dame's not going to do that unless they know that those teams aren't leaving. You're not joining that league. No reason to. But if the league stayed intact the way it is now, Notre Dame joined, I bet you could get a deal where each team was getting close to $50 million. You're not going to come close to what the SEC or the Big Ten's getting. That's not even a dream, okay? That's not even a, boy, in my biggest fantasy land moment, I wonder how close we can get to the SEC and the Big Ten. You've got no chance. The other leagues outside of the Big Two have zero chance to do that. 50 would be remarkable. That would be equal to their 100. Your happiness level should be. That's about 20 more or 15 more than you're getting right now. Anyways, let's visit that a little bit too when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic build down through Wilson County on Mount Juliet area right now and Belinda Parkway right at the interstate. Still looks good as far as interstate accidents out here. We've seen tons of radar already, and you're going to see more and more of that. Now, they're still working that wreck at John Lewis Way at Broadway. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring. Log on to princesshotchicken.com today and check out that menu. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSIN.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The Braves in Cincinnati this weekend. Game one against the Reds tonight. Max Fried to start. Atlanta on -201 money line favorite. Cincinnati +174. The total set at 9.5. Ahead of UFC 276 Saturday in Vegas, Israel Adesanya, a -500 favorite to remain the middleweight champion against +350 underdog Jared Cannonier. In the other title bout, Alexander Volkanovski, -210 in his featherweight title defense against Max Holloway at +165. 10 weeks until the start of the 2022 NFL season, the Tennessee Titans +3,500 odds to win a Super Bowl, the Bills the preseason favorite at +600. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 92. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Low around 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone. Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
About this, and again, I'm going to be all over the place on this show, but think about this. The ACC exit fee, if you leave before 2036, the grant of rights agreement that everybody's under in the current ACC deal is supposedly $52 million. $52 million. Now, I was on a show down in Florida earlier before this show, and they asked me about it, and I said if I'm Florida State or Clemson or Miami, I'd do it no matter what the number is. I've come up with a 300-year payment plan. I don't care what you do, you get the hell out of there. You get out. If you have a chance to get out, you get out. I don't care what hurdle and what flames you have to jump through, you do it. It will work out in your best interest in the future. Here's another angle, though. This is kind of the kill switch angle. Bill, that's a lot of money, $52 million. I mean, how much you got to get through to pay it, and then when do you start making money again and all that? Just hear me out here. If Florida State and Clemson announce, hey, we're going to the SEC, and again, folks, I'm just saying what if. That's not part of the news right now. At least at the moment it's not. But it's a legit conversation we need to have. If they were to announce, or Miami, whoever, those three, you could say, well, Bill, what's going to be left of the ACC? First of all, ESPN's going to come back and say, we ain't paying you guys $30 million a team anymore, or 35. You just lost three big brands. So the point is, what if the theory from a Florida State, Clemson, Miami point of view is, okay, well, if we leave, it might kill the league anyways. The hell with the grant of rights. If there's no league, what's the point in the exit fee? Now, again, that's extreme. But that is, I'm telling you, that's a conversation that takes place. Whether that's realistic or not, that's a conversation that takes place. You lose those brands, you're destroyed. And again, Notre Dame doesn't do anything unless they knew, and again, if they were even considering the ACC in football, they've got to know where the stability is. Because if those teams are going to leave, they're not going. I would say this, though. If Notre Dame knew the ACC stays intact, they may take the $50 million a year, which could be the new contract in that league, over the $100 million in the Big Ten. That's one case where the money might not win out. I said might. First of all, you're way healthier as a program in the ACC than you are in the Big Ten. Bill, what would happen with the Southern Cal game? That might get killed off. The two biggest brands out there right now, other than Notre Dame, as far as the Big Ten is concerned, is Oregon and Washington. By far. I've had people hit me up. Bill, what about the Kansas basketball brand? That's a big brand. Basketball doesn't count. Sorry, in this conversation. Okay? It's like I told you in 2010. I'll tell you 12 years later. Basketball, Kansas basketball is a very big brand. I am not disputing that. Basketball has no seat at the table. Basketball in these conversations isn't any more important than the marbles team. This is about football revenue. This is about two super conferences developing who are separating out big. This is about expansion of the playoffs. Now, let me reiterate. We're talking about league affiliation money, potentially, for the Big Ten, up to $100 million a team. Somewhere, $80 to $100 million a team. Then you've got the expansion money of the playoffs. And folks, it's like I told you. Doesn't matter what the Alliance thought or did or came up with or stood for. They're going to expand. Don't know the year. They're going to expand. With that is way more money. You go from 4 to 12, you're probably asking triple the money, right? What's the deal per year right now? Is it $500 million? I think is the current deal that ESPN pays. Somebody check me on that. I think that's right. So that deal, the expansion deal, whenever this happens, separate from whatever the SEC and the Big Ten's about to further do, you're going to go, if indeed I'm right, and it's about $500 million a year that the contract, the 12-year contract, has ESPN paying. That number is going to go to what? $1 billion? $2 billion? On top of everything else. I know. This makes your head spin. It is wild. I love this topic. I don't necessarily like these ideas. I don't necessarily like what's going on at all. I love the topic. It is so interesting. All right, a lot of people on Twitter. I see you. I'm going to try and get to all of those. A lot of really good questions. Fantastic questions. Which, what I like about it is your questions represent what people want to know. Bill, where's the fine print here? Kevin Higgins coming up. We'll talk Alabama with him. We got plenty of time to talk what happened yesterday when the Earth's tectonic plates got really mad again and made an announcement. I kind of love those days, though. Even though it's shocking, I love those days. Omni Nashville Hotel.